Last year, some regional areas from New South Wales and Queensland saw an intense mouse plague, bringing concerns about health in people and wildlife. Experts and vets warn this year mouse plague could happen again, but also are suggesting on using less damaging techniques like using second-generation rodenticides. Anticoagulant rodenticides may kill the plague, but it might also kill wildlife and domestic animals. BirdLife Australia launched a campaign to ban these products from supermarket shelves. I asked Urban Birds Program Manager from BirdLife Australia, Dr. Holly Parsons, how the situation with mice looks like at this point.
So mouse plagues are nothing new to Australia, sadly, and we saw a particularly severe mouse plague last year through a lot of regional New South Wales and into Queensland and Victoria. So there is a lot of people that need to be able to deal with rodents in plague times and also just in general around sort of urban and regional centres in their homes. One of the problems, though, is the most common rat bait that we use for dealing with these pests is also having serious consequences for wildlife. And in some research we've done at BirdLife Australia talking to vets, it seems that these rat poisons have problems for our domestic pets as well.
So could you please expand a little bit more on how rodenticides may affect the wildlife and domestic animals as well?
Our rat poisons have a pretty full-on name. They're called anticoagulant rodenticides. So they basically work like blood thinners. And there are a couple of different types of these anticoagulant rodenticides. And the ones that we call second-generation ones have a problem in that they build up in the system. So they don't break down really quickly. They build up in the body of the rodent. And it means that they are then effectively, you know, walking time bombs waiting for predators to come along and eat them. So what happens is that a rat gets poisoned, they don't die immediately, it can take up to a week, and then they get eaten by a cat, a dog, an owl, for example. And when these predators eat a few rats or mice, then this toxin builds up in them as well and can result in poisoning.
What did Australian vets tell you about the use of these rodenticides?
So we saw that the vast majority of the vets that we surveyed have treated pets for anticoagulant rodenticide poisoning, and up to 20% of them, so one in five, reported that they were treating a cat, a dog, rabbits or pet birds for this poisoning. So they're directly eating the rat bait, but they're also getting secondary poisoning by eating the rodents that are, or other wildlife that have been eating the rat bait as well. So that's a lot of pets that are being treated very commonly in vet clinics around Australia. And then we also saw that just under 40% of the vets we surveyed also see wildlife coming in regularly that have been poisoned by rat bait. And in most cases, those animals die.
I understand that also BirdLife is campaigning on banning these rodenticides for domestic sale. Could you please expand on that campaign?
Sure. So there are lots of ways that we can deal with rats and mice in and around our homes. There is overwhelming evidence internationally, and more evidence is coming out in Australia too about just how widespread the really common rat baits are in terms of causing problems for wildlife. So BirdLife Australia is asking that we follow the lead of other countries like Canada and withdrawing the second generation products from public sale, which means that people can still choose some less damaging rat poisons or go for other trapping options as well. But these second generation products, which mainly have key ingredients like bromodiolone or brodificome, are just not suitable for use in most situations. They should only be available to licensed professionals and not available down the road at the shops for the general public to buy.
And speaking about alternatives, what are some of the alternatives you would like the public to use instead of this second-generation poison?
So there's a lot of different options out there, and it depends on your individual situation as to what suits best. You know, in and around a home, a good old snap trap is quick. It's easy and it's relatively painless for the rodent as well. So a simple trap is really effective. There's also first generation rodenticides with ingredients like cutametrotrol or warfarin that are less likely to impact on wildlife that eat the rats or mice. So that's a safer option as well. And then there's a range of other electronic traps and things as well. So I suggest people pop onto actforbirds.org/rat poison and you can get information on the range of different options for controlling rats and mice that are out there.
That was Urban Birds Program Manager from BirdLife Australia, Dr. Holly Parsons.